Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks so much for choosing to listen to this audio. I'm very excited to share this meditation with you. And before we actually get into the meditation, I wanted to tell you a little bit about it just to kind of set you up to be able to enjoy and appreciate and get the most amount of value out of it. This is a meditation that I've been doing myself for the last 3 months. And I learned this meditation from a new spiritual teacher and friend of mine named Eleanor. And so what this meditation is really about is about fulfilling your own needs. It's about taking care of yourself in an authentic way so that you can show up for the people in your life, so that you can manifest anything and everything that you want into your life. And the way the meditation works, I'm just going to explain a little bit about it so you have a sense of it, and then we'll go in and I'll actually guide you through the meditation. But it's a pretty simple, straightforward meditation, and I do it just about every day, sometimes for 15 minutes, sometimes for a half an hour, sometimes for an entire hour, and really enjoy doing it. And here's the thing that actually has made the biggest difference for me. When Eleanor taught it to me, she said, "You can do this in bed." And in fact, that's usually when and where I do it, is right after I get up in the morning. I just lay down in bed right there and allow myself to meditate. And for many years, I didn't do that because I thought that wasn't really meditating. It was like cheating or something. I had to sit in the corner. I had to sit in a certain posture. But I just want you to know that there's no right or wrong way to do this meditation. So what you're going to do is, once you get yourself relaxed in whatever position you choose to be in, wherever it is, whatever time of day it is, you're just going to allow yourself to gently relax. And again, I'll lead you through this when we go through the meditation itself. But you're going to find yourself in a safe place, your safe space, so to speak. Now, it may be somewhere you're familiar with, it may not, it may be someplace you've been before, it may not. You just want to feel and sense yourself feeling safe. That's the most important thing. And if you've meditated a lot before, you may have a lot of experience with this. If you haven't, no problem at all. The point is just to feel safe wherever you are. And maybe you see yourself outside somewhere, maybe you see yourself in, you know, the bedroom you grew up in, or someplace that really allows you to feel safe. And then once you're in that safe space, what you're going to imagine is a big sphere of light, a huge sphere of light in front of you. And you're going to walk towards this sphere. And in this sphere are seven chambers that you'll walk through each of the chambers, and they represent different needs. So that's essentially how the meditation works. And you allow yourself to go through each of the seven chambers. And again, I'll lead you through these specifically. But the most important thing is that you feel the feelings associated with each of the chambers. This meditation, again, is about fulfilling our own needs. So the feeling is the most important part. Eleanor explained it to me this way. You want to allow yourself to be in each chamber like a tea bag and steep in that particular feeling, in that particular need that you're fulfilling, until you feel like you're steeped, so to speak. And then you move on to the next one. So that's the way that it goes. You'll go all the way through the seven chambers. The first one is safety. The next one, security. The third one is about belonging, which is associated with value. The fourth one is love. The fifth one is about knowing. The sixth one, beauty. And the seventh one, which is right in the center, is spirituality. And again, I'll lead you specifically through each of these. But that's the way the meditation works. And in that seventh chamber, what you can do when you're there is allow yourself, in making that spiritual connection, to program or to focus on and visualize what you want to manifest. So it's a really powerful place in the center of the sphere, and that's where the meditation concludes. Now, you can stay there as long as you want. Like I said, sometimes I spend quite a bit of time there allowing myself to see and feel and experience the things I want to experience in my life. Once you choose to complete the meditation, and I'll lead you through this in this process, but you step out of the sphere, sort of count yourself back up, back into a conscious or waking state, and then you're done. And again, no right or wrong way to do it, but a great way to do it is first thing in the morning to sort of set your intention, set your resonance for the day. So that's how it works. Hopefully, we have some fun doing it together and you enjoy it and you're able to do it as often as you choose to.